If you've driven down Durham Freeway over the last few weeks, you probably noticed that Durham Bulls Athletic Park is all lit up on the outside. It is all lit up on the inside as well because of something that's going to have its grand opening coming up tomorrow, and its regular opening will be coming up next week, and it'll carry on right on through the beginning of 2026. And joining us now, the president of CBC Sports, it is Mike Burling. Mike, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Fine. So why is Durham Bulls Athletic Park so lit up?
Yeah, we're really excited. For the fans that remember, a couple years ago, we kind of started a family tradition around the holidays and did an event, and we learned a lot on that one. We skipped last holiday season, but now we've come back, in my mind, even bigger and stronger with our Festival of Lights, and it's fantastic. We partnered with a company that's doing a lot of minor league teams around the country, and just walking through last night and seeing kind of the last few changes that we're making, this is going to be such a cool family event for people in the Triangle.
So it's going to feature not just lights, but it's also got various other things too. It's going to have a train, right?
Yeah, we purchased two trains, so that was interesting. So we have two trains. We have, you know, s'mores, fire pits. We have cool things for the kids, from Letters to Santa to, you know, Santa will be here. We have a Christmas tree alley. We have a really cool inflatable slide. But it's also not just for kids. It's for adults also. So it's really an event for everybody. And we have 40 dates coming up between tomorrow and the new year.
And it's going to start every afternoon at 5:30 and carry on until 9 o'clock each night, and it's going to start tomorrow with a grand opening. So anything special planned for the grand opening tomorrow?
Yeah, we got a lot planned, between different drinks to different food items. Again, the cool thing is all the lights will tie to the music. So that's going to be something completely new that we've never done before. So a lot of technology, a lot of lights. We're definitely saying lots of prayers that everything's going to work, but we've done a ton of testing, and it just looks, again, last night when I came through here, I was just stunned at how cool it was. And I think people that just come and walk through and hang out and just spend some time. That's what the holidays are about, is spending time with friends and family. And we'd love to be the kind of the host place for that to happen for everybody throughout the Triangle.
One photo that I have saved on my iPad was from years ago when the ballpark was lit up and the diamond was lit up on the field for the holidays. And I took a picture because I was eating outside of Tobacco Road Restaurant. I took a photo of that because I love seeing that. But this is going to be – that was pretty primitive compared to what this is.
Yeah, and I know the exact photo you're talking about. That was such a cool thing. Mm-hmm. That was the first time we had ever done that. It was so neat, but this is that on steroids. We're talking millions of lights.
Yeah.
Along with all the different things that we're doing. We have some great sponsorship partners that have joined us to make sure that this happens. And I think people are going to be surprised. Even ones that came a couple years ago, I think they're going to come to this and be like, wow, this is just fantastic.
So the season actually now finishes up a little bit later in the International League than it used to. It used to be it finished up on Labor Day weekend. Now it goes on toward almost the end of September, about 3 weeks into September. So you didn't have much turnaround time to get all this designed.
No, we really didn't. And we had a fall game between NC State and UNC, mm-hmm. which pushed it back even more. So we've been on a much tighter timeline than some of the other teams that are doing this. But we have such a great staff. And there's a few things we're tweaking here the night before, but we're in great shape. And I'm excited for 5:30 tomorrow night.
Yeah, exactly. And people can meet Santa Claus. They can hop on a holiday train. You're going to have food and drinks. And you're not going to have just the standard ballpark food. You're going to have standard festive food too, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Festive drinks, festive food. Our concession staff has been having fun with this for a while, just trying to come up with different things. And I don't know, to me, there's nothing better than sitting around. I know it's 70-something degrees tomorrow, but there's nothing better than sitting around a fire pit making some s'mores.
Absolutely. It's going to be a little bit warm, but eventually I'm sure that holiday weather will come in.
I'm sure.
We'll come along.
North Carolina.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. It's classic North Carolina weather, but I'm going to check this out because I love going to the ballpark as it is, but I love the holidays too, and it's great when the two can mesh like this. Again, it is the Festival of Lights that will have its grand opening, not just tomorrow, but all throughout the weekend going on through November 23rd, and then the regular opening will happen on November 26th. Which is a week from today, and it'll carry on through January 3rd. It'll be closed on Thanksgiving Day, Christmas Day, and New Year's Day. But you can look forward to it, and it's a great way to start 2026 in the Bull City. Mike, it's always great talking to you here when special things are happening at Durham Bulls Athletic Park. We appreciate your time. Take care.
Yes, thank you so much. Appreciate it.